Now, though, it's 6:30. Time for Cat's Whiskers.
Oh, hello there. I've been painting the Cat's Whiskers den all day. Looks less like a garden shed every minute. Hard work painting, isn't it? I think I've got emulsion elbow. Oh, well. Back to work, I suppose.
Sorry I'm late. Those buses... Oh, hey, I do like those colours, Richard. Yay! Very good taste of Cat's Whiskers, listeners. They sent in some great designs.
Yeah, I'm not sure picking the best colour from each picture was a good idea, though. I mean, one orange wall, one yellow, one red and white stripes, and one blue.
No, it looks great! The green ceiling just sets it all off. It's terrific. I'd have my bedroom done like that if my mum had let me.
Yeah, well, nearly finished anyway. Oh, all it needs now is some things to put on the walls.
Oh, hello, Geordie. Have you been good? Oh, what a lovely pongy boy he is.
He's out ponging the paint. Careful, BJ, don't hit me to that wall. It's still wet. Look, get out from under the ladder, you daft moggy.
Oh, I'll get him. No, not that way.
Watch the paint, BJ. Ow. Ow. No. Not an orange floor, too. Don't let him walk in it, BJ. Too late.
Oh, look at the mess. Paw prints everywhere.
Oh, don't walk over my jacket, Geordie, please.
Oh, dear. I think we're frightening him. No, let's try the soft approach. There's a good boy. Oh, his little heart's thumping, poor thing.
What about my heart and all my work? I mean, look at it. Paw prints everywhere.
I suppose he can't stay here now.
Just look at my jacket and your jumper. Still, it's only emulsion. It'll wash out. Don't let him lick himself, PJ. Look, you get some soap and water and wash him. I'll tidy up in here and we'll listen to Tintin at the same time.
Does that mean he can stay?
Those paw prints look rather good, actually. One more chance, Mog.
Great! Oh, isn't Richard a nice man, Geordie?
Yeah.
Now, I know you hate water.
Now, while Tintin is on, I'll ring the vet and find out if we're doing the right thing. Right, now, where's that cassette? Here we are. In you go. Episode 2. The Crab with the Golden Claws.
The sailor? Yes. Have they? And what is, was his name? Dawes. Sorry? Ah, Herbert Dawes. Right. From what? From what ship? Did you say Caribou Jan?
And we're off down the docks before you can say, well, Caribou Jan.
There it is, Snowy. The Caribou Jan. Still being loaded. Good heavens. Just look at all those seagulls all around the crane and... Ah, look out! Snowy! Are you all right?
That crate just missed me.
Oh, if I hadn't been looking up at the seagulls...
Tintin!
Hello, it's the Thompsons again.
Tintin, are you all right? We saw the crate fall.
I'm just a bit shaken, that's all. What are you doing here?
Going to make inquiries about Herbert Dawes,
the drowned sailor,
on board the Caribou Jan.
Ah, mind if I come? I could take a look around.
Delighted. To be precise... Delighted!
Right! Up the gangplank, Snowy. Oh, he has. I'll wait for you here in 30 minutes.
It's coming aboard, Mr. Mike, with them two detectives.
If you'd done your job right, he'd have been under that crate.
Well,
oh, never mind. Yeah. Just take care of him. He mustn't get off this ship.
Mr. Mate!
Yes, Pedro?
Couple of logs to see the captain. Mr. Thompson and Mr...
Thompson! I'll deal with it. Don't forget, I want that lad seen to.
Right.
Mr. Thompson and Mr. Thompson. I'm afraid the captain is indisposed, but I'm at your service, gentlemen. Come into my cabin and we can talk. Mind the step?
Yeah, yeah.
I see it.
And
the door's a bit low.
I know.
Snowy! Snowy! Oh, where's he got to? Ah, well. Now, where to start looking?
Oh. 99, Mr. Tinting.
So, Dawes must have fallen into the water trying to come aboard, Mr. Mate.
When he was drunk. Yes, oh dear me.
Plain as a pike staff.
To be precise, plain as a pike staff.
Well, we must go.
Oh, yes. We must go.
That door really is a little low.
A little low, yes. A little low.
Oh, gentlemen. The young man who came aboard with you asked me to say he couldn't wait. He's just gone off.
Oh, Tintin. Forgot all about him. Yeah, well, goodbye. Goodbye.
Mind the gangway, gentlemen.
What?
Mind the...
Struggle all you like, my young friend. You won't get out of those ropes.
Look! Are you going to keep this joke up for long?
No use pretending. You know what it's all about.
But I don't.
Oh. Hello.
What? Snowy.
Hey.
How did you get in here? Oh, you clever dog. Well, we're sailing. And heaven knows where. Well, I'm not rotting away in this hold. See if you can chew through these ropes, Snowy.
Hey.
Come on. Good boy.
Here, look. A coded radio message just in from the boss.
Send... Tintin... to the bot, Tom.
Yeah!
I don't mind telling you, that rope was one of the most disgusting things I've ever chewed through. About 5 minutes nibbling, and Tintin was free, out of that hold, and into another one full of crates. And he shoved some of those against the door.
Now let's see them open the door. I wonder what's in these crates. Now, a crowbar. Great snakes.
Wow.
Tins of crab.
Right.
The same as the one we were looking for.
Try this one.
Right.
Won't shift. Aha. So that's where he is. And he's barricaded himself in. Well, we'll starve him out. He's nothing to eat.
That's what they think. Let's get this tin open. Good old pocket knife. And...
What is that?
The tin. It's full of opium.
Did you enjoy that, PJ?
I didn't hear hardly any of it. Geordie was splashing about so much. Damn! Now the vet said we had to get all the paint off you. I think you liked being a punk moggy, didn't you? How are you doing, Richard?
Oh, I'm almost cleaned up.
I think that's all of it off.
Right, well, put him down and let him have a good shake. That, ow! No! Thanks a lot, I'm soaked. He's very thin, isn't he? Give him a rub with this old towel.
Nearly finished. Don't bite the towel, silly. There. In your basket.
I say, have you seen the patterns on the walls where his tail brushed against the wet paint? They look like ferns, don't they? Very artistic.
Geordie Van Gogh, eh? Paw prints and tail ferns are speciality.
Yeah. Talking of patterns, now, where is it? Oh, yes. Oh, Look, look. Look at this. Now, wet the end of your fingers and rub gently on the stone.
Oh, it's part of a leaf.
Yeah.
A fossilised leaf. Mm. Look, look, you can even see all the thin veiny bits.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably millions of years old, you know. I found this afternoon at the back of the shed. Think of all the great events this stone could have seen or been part of.
Can I look for some more?
Well, it's almost dark yet. Well, a quick look while I read the story. And just near the shed where I can see you. No further.
Promise.
Right. And you, Geordie Van Gogh, can stay in your basket. Now, I'm going to play in the special sound effects that PJ and I spent hours making at the same time as I read the story. It takes place way, way back in the summer of 55 BC. The tide seems to be a long time coming in this morning. I feel quite dry. That's how we get our shape, us pebbles, from the tide, rounded and smooth in the water, rubbing shoulders with each other. Knocks all the sharp edges off, you see. Ah, here he comes, boys and girls. Lovely wet water. Hooray! Oh, that's better. I feel distinctly sticky, you know. Quite tacky all over. I say, what's that? Out there, look. Is it whales?
No.
Well, is it porpoises?
No.
Well, is it icebergs? No. Oh, no, it can't be. Not in the English Channel. Not in the summer. Not in 55 BC. Well, is it ships? Is that right, boys and girls?
Yeah. Well done. You got it right.
Ships. Well, there's a turn up. What do you think they're doing? We'll have to work it out. Lots of ships, crowds of people, and they seem to be coming from Gaul.
Where are they going?
Well, there isn't really anywhere else to come from, is there?
Weedy, weedy, weedy.
Ah, Latin. They're speaking Latin. That proves it. Oh, dear. Gaul. That's part of the Roman Empire.
Oh, boom, no, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. But why are they coming here? I know. It's a day trip. Perhaps they said, why don't we go out on a trip? Let's go to Walmer Beach. Bags of interesting pebbles in the shingle there. Well, they might have said that. I don't see why not. What's that? Good heavens, it's the ancient Britons up behind the beach there. Don't they look a sight? All painted blue. They look like a bunch of freshly cut cornflowers. What a noise. They don't sound very happy, do they? Ah, they obviously want to play beach rounders, and the Romans are coming into land wanting to eat their picnic and look for pebbles. There won't be room for both lots on the one stretch of beach. They'll have to spread out. There's plenty of room further along. Here they come. The Romans digging their great big Italian hobnail boots in. The poor old shingle down at the water's edge will be getting the worst of that. Ow! Oh, us too. Ow! Ow! Yeah. Oh, the Britons are driving their chariots down onto the beach now, throwing their spears at the Romans coming in. Dear, oh dear, what a ding-dong. There's really no need to argue, you know. Spread yourselves out. It's a free country. Why fight? We're the beach and we don't mind having both lots. Wait a minute. Who's this? Oh, it must be a big cheese. Red cloak and a huge pointed nose, like an eagle's beak.
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar? What a funny name. I've never heard of anyone called Hail Caesar. Do you think he's a weatherman? Weatherman. I may only be a pebble, but I can crack jokes as well as window panes. Hail Caesar, weatherman. Ow! Oh, big clumsy feet. Ow! Oh, well, thank goodness that's all over. Hullabaloo and argy-bargy all over nothing as far as I can see. Hail Caesar and the Romans have gone. Obviously didn't think very highly of the welcome they got, and the Brits have hoofed it home to try and scrape off their make-up. Ah, nice and quiet again. All right, everyone. So, there you are. Every pebble or stone has a history. By the way, have you any idea how we made those pebble sounds? Well, we record the voices at one speed, like this.
No!
Don't
miss you.
No, you're great.
And then we play them back twice as fast, like this.
No!
Crafty, eh?
Richard?
Ah, did you get any stones?
Yes. I'll show you later. But it's Chris. Chris Creeper, the man-eating plant near the shed.
Oh, that Chris.
He does everything the opposite way around. Well, it's nearly dark, and his flowers have just opened. And the great big red ones.
Oh.
They're hanging upside down, and they smell awful. Like our school gymnasium after PE.
Maybe we should call him Jim.
Quiz time.
What? You've got the sound effects ready?
Sure have, boss.
When PJ grows up, there are three jobs that she'd like to do. We're going to play you three lots of sound effects clues. You have to guess what the jobs are.
And none of them have anything to do with creepers, I can tell you that much. Here's number one.
Clue two.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Ah! He has nothing between the ears.
Don't worry, he's only a bureaucrat. Any ideas now? The job is a brain surgeon. I'm sure a clever girl like you, PJ, could pass all the exams.
I can't stand the sight of blood, though.
Well, that might be a slight problem. Let's try the next one. Clue one.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Clue two. Bit easier, that one, I think. Yes, an astronaut.
I've already written to the Space Center in America to see if they do a YTS.
Our space, the final frontier.
In this light, Richard, you look a bit like Mr. Spock, you know.
Do you mind?
I'll play number three.
Clue one. Clue two.
Up, up, up a bit.
Sit. I bet you haven't got a clue what that is.
Oh, it's obvious. Hippo trainer.
Hippo trainer? What sort of job is that?
A very wet one. Hey, shall we have a look at my stones now?
Right. Aha. What have we here? A gentle wash might show up something. Ah.
Is it a fossil?
No, something a pigeon left behind. Do you realise that at this very moment there'll be men underneath us finding fossils?
Underneath our den?
More or less. There's a mine shaft that runs along here. Miners find fossils in the coal.
Oh, yeah. What's this here on this stone?
Oh, it could be part of an insect, maybe.
Or a starfish. I saw a picture of one of those. I'll come up early next week and have a good look round.
Yeah.
Johnny's all fluffy again.
Oh, I think there's an old hairbrush on that shelf. Oh, and the Enid Blyton tape's there, too.
Right. Catch.
Oh, ta. Right. Here we go with episode two of The Castle of Adventure.
Looking at.
I think she's only following us to get a glimpse of the parrot. Is that right, Wild
Girl? Ah, that's right.
That's right!
I think you can let her go now, Philip.
What's your name?
Tassie. I just came after you to see that bird. I didn't mean no harm.
Do you know this hillside well?
You don't know of the eagle's nest on this hill, do you, Tassie?
They might. Why'd you want to know?
Jack's just interested in birds, that's all. We only wanted to go up and see if we could find out where they were nesting.
It's getting a bit late to go anywhere now. We'll have to come up another day. Maybe Tassie knows the short way back to Spring Cottage, do you?
Hey! I think Tassie's showing us the short way home.
She's like a mountain goat. Come on, Philip. Tassie, wait! Wait for us!
There. Now, I think you'll have enough sandwiches. Where is it you're off to?
Jack saw the eagle again, so we thought we'd go up to the hill to look for the nest.
Is Tassie going with you?
We don't know.
We never do.
Sometimes we don't see her.
And sometimes she just sort of appears and joins up with us. She's funny, really.
Tassie's all right. She found you for me, didn't she, old chap? Didn't she, Butt?
Kiki, stop that!
I still can't understand how it is a wild fox cub like that doesn't just run off.
Button follows him everywhere. I mean, fancy anyone wanting to follow Philip.
I wish Kiki was a bit kinder to Button.
Yes, you're a bit unkind to poor little Button, aren't you, Kiki?
Ah, don't save the weasel, pop goes the queen.
Come along then, all of you, off you go. And remember,
you're not to go on that landslide.
Oh, Kiki, get off my shoulder for a bit. You feel heavy up this hill.
Oh. Kiki, we'll have you. Come to Tassie. Come on.
We'll have to choose a day as hot as this to go up to the castle.
The castle? I didn't know you were going up there. Anyway, you can't get up this way. The road's black, see? You can only get round the back now.
Look at the size of those rocks that have tumbled down.
There must be some way around, and then maybe we could get right into the castle.
No!
But why not, Tassie? It's empty, isn't it?
No, it's not empty. There are voices and crying and sounds of feet.
Oh.
It's just not a good place to go.
Oh, that's just gossip, Tassie. It's probably just owls hooting or bats or something.
Just what is the story about the castle, Tassie? Do you know?
They say a wicked man lived there once. He got people to visit him, and they were never seen again.
Look! Look there! There's my eagle again!
And Jack, look there! There's another one!
Well, that settles it. There must be a nest. They came from somewhere behind the castle.
Oh, Tassie, come on. You must know a way to climb round this landslide.
Well...
Oh, come on, Tassie.
Well, you'll have to be careful. It's only a little path the rabbits have made.
Come on, everybody. Come on, Button. You sit on top of my knapsack.
I'm the king of the castle. How many times have I told you to wipe your feet?
It's enormous. It looks even bigger now we're up here.
It's like a prison. We've got to get in. We've just got to. The eagles went down into the castle courtyard. That's bound to be where their nest is. Where's the gateway, Tassie?
Round the front where the landslide is.
There's a door here, Jack.
That one's locked.
So it is.
The walls are too smooth to climb, and the windows are miles too high.
Oh, I don't believe this. Two rare birds are nesting too, and I can't even get in to look at them. Tassie, don't you know of a way?
I might. I've never been mined, but it might be a way in.
Show us. Oh, come on, Tassie, please.
Oh, all right, but it only might be a way.
I didn't realise. The castle's almost built into the cliff at the back here.
This path isn't very wide, is it? And it's dark.
There! There's where I meant. Up there, see?
But it's only one of the slip windows, Tassie.
And it's just as high as the ones round the front.
Yes, but see, you could climb up the cliffside. It's easier than the castle wall, because it's craggier and all overgrown with creepers and that.
I think I see. We climb up the cliffside till we're opposite the window.
And then put a branch or something across the gap and slide across. It's an idea.
Well, I'm not sure it's a very good one.
Even if you got a branch or something up there, what if you slip?
Well, I think it's worth a try. Yes. Yes, come on, let's give it a try. Now then, what we need's a branch. Well, come on, everyone, start looking.
Put on the light! Put on the light!
Oh, blew it!
I can't get more than a couple of feet up without slipping.
Well, there isn't much point anyway, Jack, since we couldn't find a branch.
Oh, Philip, be careful up there!
If I can just make sure we can climb high enough to be opposite the window, we can come back tomorrow. Bring a plank!
Good idea!
What?
Watch it, Philip!
Philip!
Oh!
Philip!
Ow!
Oh, Philip!
Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm off home now to have a good look at my stones.
And I'm starving, so let's go.
Watch out, Chris Creeper doesn't nobble you.
Chris Creeper, indeed. Man-eating plants. It's your imagination, PJ. Right, it's time for Julie to take over. Take care now. Over to you, Julie.
Hello, it's time for us to get together again, and I hope you've had a good week and are ready for another fast-moving 5 minutes. In case you missed last week, I'm Julie First, and this is your bit of Cat's Whiskers. Thanks for your designer den competition entries. They are brilliant. PJ and Richard were really pleased, but now the cat's gone and ruined their first attempt at decorating the den, keep your ideas coming in and we'll pick a winner after November the 1st. Something else you might like to write in about is the moanin. Here's some examples from Kate Thompson and Nicholas Fitzgerald.
I moan about my little sister.
I moan about having potatoes forced down my neck.
Right, well, the studio's a bit crowded today for Cat's Whiskers because with us we've got our vet, Walter James. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
And Christopher, who's got a couple of gerbils. And we've got Kate, who's got a cat, who's tickling her at the moment. Now then, both of you have got lots of questions you want to ask the vet, so perhaps you'd like to start, Kate.
How long do the cats live for?
Well, cats can live quite a considerable period of time. I think 22 years was the oldest I've ever known. But really and truly, I think if you can get a cat that's getting into its teens, early teens, then I think you've been very lucky.
Do they sweat?
Cats do sweat, actually. In fact, he's standing on a table now with a formica top, and as you can see, there are footmarks there. And the reason his footmarks show up is because he sweats through his feet, and that's the only way a cat can sweat, not over his body as we can.
How do cats catch fleas?
Well, cats catch fleas, really, from other cats, and from dogs as well. And not only that, but they can give them to the dog. This year, I think, has been the flea year par excellence. And there's a steady stream of people coming to the surgery for flea remedies. Our standard flea wash that we use in dogs, even the manufacturers have been out of stock for the last couple of months, and we're scratching, if you'll pardon the pun, we're scratching round for things to actually dispense for fleas. And you have to be a bit careful because the fleas these days are getting a bit wise and they are getting a bit resistant to the more common insecticides. And we see dogs and cats coming into surgery now full of fleas, and the fleas are actually running round in the flea powder in the coat.
Right, let's have a look at the gerbil now, shall we, Christopher? We've got a couple of gerbils in here, in a cage. Shall we see if we can get one out? Go on, Christopher, you'll be brave.
Out.
In the normal way of things, gerbils are quite friendly. But yours bite.
Can you go on? What kind of things do they eat?
They're vegetarians, and they will eat a wide variety of things. And your pet shops do sell these ready-made mixes. The only sort of word of warning I would give you is that gerbils seem to have this insatiable appetite for sunflower seeds. They mustn't have too many because otherwise you will get trouble with abnormal bone growth in them.
Yeah. How do you tell when a gerbil's ill?
Well, the commonest thing, of course, is that you find that it will be off its food. We do get gerbils coming into surgery. Perhaps the commonest is a condition called wet tail, which is perhaps self-explanatory, which is an infection caused by some rather nasty little germs. If you do find this, then get some attention to them quickly, because it can be a fatal condition.
To take them to the vet?
Yes, there's no satisfactory treatment that's just available off the shelf anyway.
What's the best household pet to have?
I think that must depend on the type of house you've got. I fortunately live on a farm, so my household pets consist of four St. Bernards. Now, if I lived in a small house, of course, that would be totally impractical. There's no simple answer to your question.
Is there anything to avoid, then? Say, in a family with children?
Yes, some of the more exotic pets. Tarantulas and all these sort of things, which I think are totally inappropriate.
Thank you, Walter, for answering all the questions.
That has been a pleasure.
And don't forget, of course, that if you would like to write in and ask some questions about your particular pet, you'll be more than happy to answer them. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, I would indeed.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. But before I go, I'll just give you the address so you can write in with your pet questions and anything else. Write to Julie First, Cat's Whiskers, BBC, P.O. Box 40, Manchester, M60, 1FR. I'll be with you next week, 6:30, for more Cat's Whiskers.